Now, see, I have the dilemma, you see. Do I put my glasses on so that I can see my notes? But then you lot are a bit fuzzy now. But I think we'll go that way. Andy Freeman, one of the founding members of the 24/7 prayer movement, calls prayer a place of divine connection between humankind and God. It is, of course, the vehicle that we actually use to have a relationship with God. It is the place where we talk to God and where he talks to us. So whenever you hear me say prayer through this talk, think talking to God. Because you know what it's like? We use words which are perhaps church words, and we kind of forget what they mean. So don't forget that prayer equals talking to God and listening to him. Before Jesus, people had to go to the temple to be in God's presence. I mean, imagine if you lived, 100 miles from the temple, and the only way you could get there was on foot. So if you wanted to be in the presence of God, it was a mighty struggle, you know. It was a long way, and the journey could be dangerous and difficult. But now, of course, through Christ's sacrifice and in the presence of the Holy Spirit, all we have to do is pray to be connected. No wonder the early Christians were dedicated to prayer. See, we can't really imagine it, can we? Because we, all of us, are after Jesus. We're all Anno Domini. But for them, they had experienced the before. They had experienced the difficulty of coming into God's presence. But for us, all we need to do is turn our hearts to him. You see, at the end of the day, how do we expect to have a relationship with God if we never speak to him? I mean, it's no different to anyone else, is it? Can you imagine if you only spoke to the people in your house once a week, and then you only used prayers written down? Not there's anything wrong with that, you'll see later, but can you imagine if that was it? If the only time you spoke to the people in your house was from words in a book once a week? I wonder what your relationships would be like. They might sometimes be more peaceful, but, you know, by and large, you wouldn't have a relationship with them, would you? If you only spoke to them once a week. And also, if you only spoke to them on one topic. If you never talked to your household members about how you feel, about what's happened in your week, if you didn't share with them your joys and your fears, what kind of relationship would you have? And yet, sometimes we wonder why we don't hear from God when we never speak to him. Jesus had told his disciples that he was the vine and they were the branches. Now, I did have an object lesson for this, except I left it at home. Never mind, eh? Basically, I had a dead twig and a live one. Because, of course, if you've ever done any pruning or you've just had some flowers in your house, eventually they all wilt, don't they? And if you leave them too long, they get a bit stinky as well. And if we are disconnected from God, basically we wilt and get stinky. That is what happens, because we have been disconnected from the source of our life. Jesus said that the disciples could do nothing without him, and they believed him, which is why they kept their connection to him through prayer, not wanting to shrivel up and die. It means if we have any desire to know God, to receive from him, to do good in the world, being dedicated to prayer is non-negotiable. But before you think that this means you are doomed to a life of sitting in cold, dusty rooms in a circle where you, somebody drones on praying and you struggle to stay awake, be encouraged. It doesn't have to be anything of the sort. So what does prayer look like? It looks like singing hymns and worship songs in the shower, praying alone in your bedroom, praying out loud or in your heart with others, praying in the car, praying on the loo, praying while doing the washing up and walking the dogs, praying with strangers, praying with your children, asking God to help you find your keys and asking him to save the life of someone that you love. It can be reverent, as in revelation, when I can find it. In Revelation 4, verse 8, it says, "Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" But it also can be intimate. In Galatians 4, it says, "But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that they might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.'" I remember that Abba means daddy. It is the word that my two-year-old son uses for his daddy. Being dedicated to prayer means praying every day. It might not mean praying for very long. It could be on your way to work in the car. It could be while you're in the shower, because it's the only time you get by yourself. But it does mean praying every day. Now, you would think that given how amazing Jesus is, that it would be easy, second nature. But in reality, for most of us, it requires a conscious decision to make time and to get on with it. And we feel like that we have no time. And we don't even know what to say. Fortunately, these days, there is a whole army of resources, something to suit everyone in our pursuit of talking to God about other people, about ourselves, about telling God how amazing he is and giving thanks to him. There are books, there are YouTube videos, there are apps, there are emails, there is prayer ministry, retreats and boiler rooms, but more on that later. So we're going to do two small things now to have a go at prayer that's a bit different. Now, as this involves a small Turnbull, it may or may not go right. So in a minute, I'm going to ask Rob to bring Brandon up, because I want to show you what prayer with our two-year-old looks like. So I'll talk to you about it afterwards, because as I say, he may say no and run away, but you know, that would be fair, because you know, you're all looking at him, but we'll see. So Brandon, hey Brandon, Brandon, do you want to do candle time? Here we go. Hey Brandon, Brandon, do you want to come and do candle time? Yeah, come on then, up we come, because look, we've got a bit of space up here to do it, haven't we? Here we are, look. Now, what do? We light the candle, don't we? Yeah. Oh, you've got cars as well, that's good. Right, look, see, now remember, we don't blow the candle out till the end, do we? Right, here we are. Now, where did we get to? We've done that one, we've done creation, and we've done Noah, and we've done Joseph, oh, and we did Moses, didn't we? "Oh, look, it's David and Goliath." A war broke out in David's land, led by Goliath, so tall and grand. Goliath shouted to the men, "Beat me and we won't fight again." With faith, young David threw a stone, and Goliath fell down with a groan. God helped David to win the fight, proving faith is stronger than might. Thank you, Jesus, that David trusted in you and was able to win the day in your strength. Amen.
Amen.
Oh. Hey, look, you get to blow the candle out now. Oh, well done. Good blowing out of the candle. Do you want to go back to Daddy now? Yeah?
No.
No? Well, you can stay here if you like. I don't mind. Yeah, look, Mummy's got to tell all the people a bit more now, but you can stay there if you want. Yeah? Yeah, you can stay here if you want, or you can go back and find Daddy. Look, there's Daddy. No, you stay here. Fair enough. So you see, even if you're two, you can pray. Even if you're two. Even if actually you think that amen means the end, which he does. So the second bit of having a go at prayer I'd like to do is for all of us. So in a minute, I'm going to ask for a song to be put on. And now I appreciate lots of people have children with you this morning. But as best you can, I'd like you to do two things. Listen to the words and turn your attention to Jesus. So as much as you're able, listen to the words and turn your attention to Jesus. And we'll have the song. Praying can be with using words. It can be spending a moment just turning our lives towards Jesus. How much time do we spend day in, day out? How much time do we actually spend with our attention on Jesus? So in being dedicated to prayer, we need to branch out, to try new ways of praying, and to spend time learning more about prayer so that we can grow closer to God. And the reason for that is simple, you know. If what you're doing has got you thus far, and you've kind of come to a bit of a stop, it might be that you just need to try something new or something different or learn more. It's not because new things are better than old things. It's just that it's the onward journey towards Jesus Christ. And having more feathers in your praying bow can help you get there. So here are a few ideas. Books. Now, as you can imagine, the Christian world has an army of books about praying. These ones are mine, and I'm going to leave them out here after the service for you to just flick through, because I appreciate you can only see the cover as I'm talking to you about these. But there are books for people who want to be radical. There are books for people who like doodling. There are books for people who like a little bit of deep every day, but not too much. There are books that you can use to pray with your children. There is Bake Through the Bible. There is Play Through the Bible. We've done this, haven't we? Yeah. There are intricate scripture prayer colouring thingies, which you probably need to pray to be able to do. There are books where it takes a psalm, line by line, tells you what the psalmist is talking about and gives you an opportunity to stop and put it into your own words, talking to God about what the psalm means. And more 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 books there are. So, I thought it would be a little mean of me to show you books and then not give a few away. So I have some to give away. Here we are. But it requires you to be honest, it does. So, I think we'll start with the grown-ups. We will. Because I've got more children's things than grown-up things. So, please don't be angry at me if I don't choose you. I don't have enough books for everybody. however, if you haven't read it, How to Pray by Pete Gregg, and you think that you would genuinely read it, put your hand up. Right, you can have that one then. Here I come. Woo. Actually, well done, that woman. If you like the idea of set our prayer, that is prayers that are written for you, they look like a kind of like a mini service, and you have them morning, midday, and evening, and a night prayer as well. Not that you have to do them all, you might just do one a day. But if you think that something that looks a bit like a more traditional service, but that you read quietly yourself each day, if that sounds like you might genuinely read it or have a go at it, put your hand up. Ooh, no takers. Oh, goody, I get to keep it. Ah, no, there is a hand up. Woohoo! Right, go on then. So. Yeah. If you liked the idea of what I do with Brandon, which is candle time, I have two children's Bibles. One which is as simple as the one that I read from, and one that's even shorter. I know it says Bible stories for boys, but it can be for girls as well. So if you are a mummy or a daddy, you can either send your small child up or come and get it yourself. So if you think you would like to have a go at candle time, put your hand up. Ah, one there. Which do you want? You can pick. There we are. And there's one left. Oh.
My book.
Yeah, it's your book. Take it back to mummy. Well done. If you have older children, or, you know, if you're a grandparent, this counts for you as well. I've got the Big Bible Chalkboard Prayer Book. So it's got like Help Me Prayer, and I'm Sorry Prayer, and My World Prayer, and then there's chalks, and your child can either draw on it or write on it, and then wipe it off again. So, yes, I see a hand up over there. Do you want to come and get it? Come on then. Well done. And lastly, I have the Big Bible Prayer Book, which has short prayers in it like A Prayer for Sad Times. When I'm sad, I sometimes cry. When I'm sad, it's hard to try to smile and make a happy face if I'm in a gloomy place. But I know you're with me, God, giving me a cuddle, wiping all my tears away before they make a puddle. Ah, I see some hands up over there. Come on then. There we are. You guys can have a look at that. Right. May those books bless you all. What I will do if people are interested is we'll get an email sent out with all the things on it. But to be honest, if you go onto somewhere like eden.co.uk or your local Christian bookshop and have a rummage, you'd be surprised what you find. Finally, on here I've got Just some simple ideas. There is a thing called Lectio Divina, a prayer journal, how to do candle time, the Gillingham Boiler Room, which I'm about to tell you about. And at the bottom, there are two prayer colouring type things. So I've got about, well, I've got that many of them. So I'm sure that's enough, at least for one for every family, if you would like it. So that's the practical bit. Finally, is Kathy Bertrand here? Is she here? Wave if you're here. Ah, would you mind standing up just momentarily? If you would like a prayer email so you've got things to pray about each week, this is your woman. Apparently there are already 80 of you on it. Hooray! But you can sit down now. Thank you very much. But if you would like to receive a prayer email which gives you, you know, because if you're like, I've no idea what to pray about, that email is packed with things that you can pray about. So do talk to Kathy if you think you'd like to receive that email. And finally, the boiler room. Now, if you haven't come across the 24/7 prayer movement, you won't have heard the term boiler room. But what it is it is a space, a group of people who together pray 24 hours a day, always. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine what effect that might have in those people's lives, in the lives of the people around them as God speaks to them and changes them? Can you imagine what it might do to a place like Gillingham? If there were people who collectively, on a rota, were praying 24 hours a day, always, for the place where we live. And you all know that there are things which most certainly break God's heart that happen in our town. So surely if we go to him and as we grow our relationship with him, he will then move through us, with us, around us. So, because it's quite hard to find a place to have a boiler room, and then that means you also have to have people to lock it and unlock it, we are starting a virtual boiler room. I've chopped up a week into half-hour slots. And I'm looking for people to consider taking on a half-hour slot a week, but it does mean being dedicated to it. It means committing to praying for Gillingham and worshipping God for that half hour every week forever, unless you feel you do need to stop, in which case we need to find somebody to replace you. So it is a commitment. It really is. But at the same time, I would really love it if each of you grown-ups would ask God if he is calling you to take part in this. And when I've got to 100 slots filled, we'll launch it properly. And all those that are praying will get probably a monthly email of suggestions to pray, things to pray for. But at the end of the day, if you're praying in your half hour, there's only two things you need to do. A, worship God. B, pray about something to do with Gillingham. It could be your neighbour. It could be a charity you know that works in Gillingham. It could be for something you've heard in the news. It could be for this church. It could be for another church. It doesn't matter, as long as it is about Gillingham and you do it, you pray every week. So on these, there's a thing about the boiler room and my email address. Even if you decide it's not for you, please ask God before you decide. Because you might be surprised. You might think, oh, I'm not sure I could do that. God might have other ideas. And he's always right. So whichever way it turns out, whether you decide to sign up or not, please ask God first. And now finally, I'm going to pray for us all. Father, thank you that because of Jesus, we can meet with you simply by speaking to you, that by your Holy Spirit you are right here with us. No more walking long distances to temples, no struggle to find you, because you are here with us. Thank you so much that you are, that your doors are open, that you are willing and waiting to have a relationship with us, and that you're looking forward to hearing from us and speaking to us. In Jesus' name, amen.